Thy Son, Holy Spirit. I trust all of you were working mightily this past week with the mantra we received last Sunday for Pentecost. You can repeat it after me. I am completely loved.
Cosmology makes God
an idea, an option, a proposition, one way or the other, whatever you like. God is no longer that ultimacy of reality and the intimacy feeding, fueling the depths of our being. That's curiosity. And cosmology, without divorce from theology, leaves everything random, chaotic. You got opinions, you got views, you got doubts. Help yourself. Choose what you like. Let it work. Because eventually, we're just writing on this rock, which will disappear someday. Burned up, blown up, who knows? Gone. That's a huge gap, isn't it? A huge gap between theology and cosmology. Where do we go from here? Well, on Pentecost, last week, I shared with you that there are two forms of energy. Gravity, which holds the physical universe together, and grace, which holds life together. Love energizes, moves us toward relationship and wholeness. We are not mere bystanders on this planet, watching the whole world run amok again. Did you watch the news? It's worse this week. What am I going to do? No, we are integral to life itself as human beings. We've been given consciousness, creativity, the capacity to care, to enact compassion. We are the leading edge. Forward, moving, guiding, pointing like an arrow into the future. Our choices make a difference. Jesus did not come to start a new religion. He came to create a new humanity. That's what the Varanasha is all about. We don't gather here just to memorize the catechism. Now, full disclosure, the bishop is here today. Front row, observing and taking notes, and that might have been the most dangerous thing I just said. But I want you to know that I memorized the entire catechism when I was a child, and I'm glad for it. But we gather here to engage the Spirit in creating a new life, a new creation. That's why we're gathering. The Trinity is a dynamic communion of persons or energies, as they say in the Orthodox community, dancing life into being, hidden mystery of the great cosmic one, manifested in Christ, the Spirit overflowing with his endless compassion, creating the cosmos itself, endlessly generating life and love through word and spirit, through sacraments and more. Evolution is our story. It's not just random and different chaos. It's creationing from the get-go. The creation has never stopped. We are evolving. Perhaps it's like this. You've heard of the Big Bang? How about the opening line of Scripture? God said, We and the astrophysicists agree about that.
Why are we the source of everything?
Woo. And the second Big Bang, Easter. Resurrecting love. Stronger than death. Do you think astrophysicists had it rough trying to explain dark energy and matter? Try living and loving into the love which is stronger than death. Well, we have to choose. And there are multiple forks in the road these days. Shall we choose a medieval religion? Fundamentalism. That is going extinct. Technology which promises your two very best friends, who you'll always be able to count on, your phone and your computer. Oh, I'm one of the universe, sitting in the darkness in total isolation with my artificial screen, artificial light, and environment. Isn't that nice? Because the machines will save us, and AI will save us. It's so messy, this world, and just don't go there, people. We can avoid it. Or shall we choose love, which leads to openness and risk and wholeness? It leads to consciousness and community and communion with all life. It is forever birthing within us wisdom, mystery, connections, joy. I hate to disappoint you, but you will find joy within technology. You'll find some cool things. Science has offered us so much, thanks be to God. But we spiritual practitioners have so much creativity and compassion to offer the world. Science, life, we dare not hold back. The mystery of the Trinity, our ancestors called a dance. A dance of the Trinity. That movement of compassion which is uncontainable. As they say in Africa, what you have danced cannot be taken from you. When will our Christian church start to dance it back into reality? For God's sake, for life's sake, for Isla's sake, dance. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.